saying it, though. Come on. It's not the word, come on. Okay. So we have a very interesting medrash. There's a Rashi which quotes part of the medrash. But do I need the mic? I don't know. Okay. So Rashi, let's read the Medrash. Kimin Shiro Sarah Mashkin is Paro, Choisa Nafsho Mivakesh is Lotzeis. That Sarah Mashkin saw that Paro was going to die. So he was thinking, Im Yom is Paro, if Paro dies, Vizeh Yamul Melech Acher, and then a different king will be appointed. I don't know if they'll appoint me in my position, in life. So therefore, in other words, the Medrash is bothered by Akasha, which I didn't see anyone else ask. Rashi doesn't seem to deal with it. But the Medrash is bothered by Akasha, that the Sarah Mashkin is a bum. So why is he telling Paro? What does he care? He's not about chesed. He knows Paro is upset. He doesn't know the answer to his dream. So good, he knows the way to get his answer by telling Yosef. But why is he telling Paro? He's just helping Paro, helping Yosef, but he's not about chesed. So why would he do it? So the Medrash answers that he didn't do it because he cared about Paro, and he didn't do it because he cared about Yosef. He's a bum, he cares about nobody. He only did it because he cared about himself, because he's afraid that Paro is going to die, because Paro is so upset, he's going to die. If Paro dies, he's going to lose his position. He's going to lose his position, it's good for him. So he should tell Paro so he shouldn't die, so he should keep his position. Okay, it's a different shot. What's interesting, besides setting up the stage for later, it's just nothing, it's not really part of the shmooze, but just an interesting thought that how's Paro going to die? You know, he's not sick. Paro had a dream, and he wants to know Pshat in the dream, and no one's telling him Pshat in the dream. Okay. So he's upset. He's disappointed. He wishes he knew Pshat in the dream. So what are you dying from? Like, you know, it doesn't mean... It doesn't mean figuratively. He says literally, because he says that the Sarah Mashkin was afraid that if Paro dies, then the next king might not appoint him. That means that literally Paro's life was in danger. I mean, what's he in danger? So you say, well, Paro was some kind of weakling, some kind of mentally, you know, that he gets so upset about some little thing and he drops dead. So what you see, which is not what my shmooze is going to be, but I just think it's interesting to hear, is that you see that when a person really wants to know something and you don't know it, you can die from not knowing it, right? We think sometimes that we're learning in yeshiva, the hasmada, yeah, I really want to know Pshat. I really take it seriously. I really want to get, oh, I'm so upset I didn't get shir. Are you going to die from it? you know, like there's a darga, you see from the Medrash, that if someone really, really, really cares, even if you're not a wimp, Paro is a king. He wasn't a pushover. And Ramban says in many places that Paro is Mikeach Godol. Not sure, same Paro, different Paro. But he was not a silly, simple person, Paro. He was Makir Yosef. So, but yet, he's so motivated to know this piece of information that he could manage die from not knowing. Okay, that's just a to hear. And what drive is supposed to be like. Okay, so what happens? So let's keep on reading the Medrash. Vayedaber Sarah Mashkin, Amar lo, Shnei Chatom Yesh Biyadi, I did two Averis. Achash, Shosisa Li Yosef Toiva, Hizkarati Lefanov. One is, I didn't come earlier and do a chesed to Yosef, after all, Akaras HaTov. Achash, Shosisa, Mitzara, Mitzara, Shalom, like this, I love Jehu Yachad Abisro. In other words, the Pasuk says that he said that he did do Averis. So the thing he did is he didn't do a chesed to Yosef, Akaras HaTov, and he could have helped Paro earlier. He waited so long He has this solution to say Paro, and he didn't do it. What does he tell Paro? Shamitano Narefri, Ava Bishit Goskom of Azael. So he's Mevaza Yosef. Shayudan Ezek Gedudo Niklas, because he knew what position Gedudo Yosef is going to get for being Paiser, and he didn't want that. So therefore he's Mevaza. Viad Vayishra Paro Vayikra, Shamitano. So Paro right away calls. I'm just going to finish the measures and look at the parish. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Aruna Ben Rishoim. They don't do a favor fully. Nar means shaita, means he's a fool. Nar is a lashon out of age, because Yosef wasn't young. He was 40 years old, I think. But he was, so you don't call that, he's not a young kid. So it means it's an expression, meaning nar, means he's a fool. Ivri, soine, because the Jews hate us. Evej, and also kakos of pisaritin, shal parosh, ain't evin, okay. So now, the question is as follows. A simple question. Sarah Mashkin has his motivation. He goes ahead, and he's motivated because he's all nervous. All of a sudden, he realizes Paro might die. If Paro dies, he loses his position. So he goes ahead, and in order to save his skin and save his position, he tells Paro about Yosef, although he had no intention of telling him otherwise. Why in the world was Paro, was Sarah Mashkin Mevazen? So, say, okay, he was of Russia. But the question is, by him being Mevazen, Yosef, was he undermining the possibility that Paro would go ahead and listen to Yosef's interpretation? In other words, the Sarah Mashkin, according to the Medrash, he wants that Paro shouldn't die from this being upset. So it means that he wants that Paro should listen to Yosef and accept his interpretation. So the question is, by him insulting Yosef and putting him down, was he sabotaging himself? So, right, so you could say that no. Now, he's only sabotaging Yosef. In other words, he's telling Paro, listen, Yosef is this, he has this amazing power. He can interpret dreams. He himself is a shaita. He's an eved. He's a bum. He has some magical power. You should call Yosef. You should get him to interpret your dreams. But don't appoint him to be the nasi, because, you know, he's not really to be the king, to be the mission. But you see, for sure, that's not how the Yafei Torah learns. The Yafei Torah says that Pshat in the Medrash, Miyad, that says in the Medrash in the beginning there before Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, it says Miyad Vayishak Paro. What does it mean? Kloimar, Abba Bishas Kiro B'Zayin. This is in the Eitz Yosef, quoting the Yafei Torah. Even though the Sarah Mashkin insulted him, and therefore the logical thing would have been that Paro wouldn't have called Yosef. Lo sos Paro libo. Paro didn't take it to heart. Labor to say eshach shivta chachonam mimekayim. Either I'll have him answer the dream there, and won't have call him into my palace. Away that him yochol iftar. First, I better check. I'm not going to go ahead and trust this guy. First, I have to test him out. Shuv yavod afanai, and a miyad karvod afanav. We wrote shukas l'adas b'sreino. So it sounds like that, in other words, it sounds like from him, I'm not sure, I can prove it, but it sounds a little bit that there was that this sort of, was pouring, in other words, that Paro wasn't sure. I'm not sure if he'll be able to be. In other words, it sounds like that he was putting doubts in Yosef's ability. He says, in other words, based on what the Sarah Mashkin is saying, then Paro is not sure that Yosef has the ability. That would have been the normal result of what the Paro Mashkin said. And therefore, Paro shouldn't have been so quick to jump on it. But instead, because Paro had such a tremendous desire to know, so he called them right away to come. So what it sounds like from the pashtus of the Yefei Tohar, again, I know someone can argue because they always argue with me, but the pashtus of the Yefei Tohar, it seems to me, and it's also pashtus in Svara, that if you tell them that the guy's a shaita, that you're undermining the probability that Paro's going to accept his interpretation. You know, you tell a guy, I have a great doctor, but he's a nut. You know, that doesn't sound like you're going to accept him. So what it seems is a little strange. If the Sarah Mashkin wants to go ahead and he's worried about his own skin, why in the world is he saying something which might undermine the possibility that Paro's going to accept Yosef? But I think in the question is even much stronger, even without this. Basically, we understand, say the end of Rashi, the end of the Medrash, he says, "Shein oisim toiv shleima." What does it mean a person doesn't do toiv shleima? It means that if a person is not such a big Baal Chesed, so you only, listen, it takes work to do Chesed, so I only do a little bit, I don't do a toiv shleima. But over here, it's the opposite. Over here, the Sarah Mashkin already did the taiva. He didn't do the taiva to shame taiva. He did the taiva to save his own neck. It wasn't any extra effort that, because he does, he's not such a big ches, Baal Chesed, he's not going to do extra effort. No. He did extra effort to undermine the taiva. Like, why in the world would he do that? Right now, it's one thing if a person's not a Baal Chesed, so you don't walk the extra mile to make sure that the chesed is done perfect. So listen, I do the chesed 75%, and if I was a big Baal Chesed, I would be toreach, and I would work harder. I'm not a Baal Chesed, I don't work harder. Here, he felt he had to come into Paro, and he had to tell him about Yosef, not because he wants to do chesed at all, because to save his own skin, to save his position. Now he could have stopped there. But he goes ahead, and he goes extra, and he goes out of his way to say, but you should know, he's a shaita, he's a nar, he's a... Like, what are you doing that for? Like, what for? Well, I don't want to do... It's extra work. You're bedafka. What for? First of all, you might be hurting yourself, because logically, by telling him this, there's a chance that Paro won't accept it, which is, I think, a little bit mashma from the Yefei Tohar. Second of all, you yourself said that one of your chatoim was the inin of hakaras hatov. You verbalize that. Shtei chatoim yesh biyadi, shoasizi yosef tova. So if you know that you're supposed to have hakaras hatov to Yosef, so what in the world are you doing? Like, it doesn't make sense. Why in the world is the Sarah Mashkin going out of his way, doing an extra maisa to make sure that Paro doesn't give Yosef any COVID? Like, what do you care? If I cared, you yourself said that hakaras hatov, it's a chait. You realize that it's wrong. You realize it's a chait. You know that you're supposed to have hakaras hatov. So now it's you didn't do it. Now it's going to happen automatically. So you're sabotaging it. What for? Right? It doesn't make sense. What is Sarah Mashkin gain by Yosef not getting the position? He doesn't gain the pashas anything. So why is he doing a positive effort? He's being matriach. He was planning. He was thinking. He thought of some whatever cheshbonos he figured out to undermine Yosef. Like, what for? Especially if assuming my dig from the Yefei Tohar, which I agree is debatable maybe, is that it's, but I think it's also logical, that he's possibly hurting himself. So what for? Why do an effort which is against hakaras hatov, possibly hurting yourself, and there's no need to do it? So the first step, I think the first shot is there's a famous Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I think it's in the Igeres HaMusar. I think that he says that there are two Yetzaharas. There's a Yetzar that we normally understand. He says it's the Nefesh HaBahami. Nefesh HaBahami is that a person has taivas, and I have certain desires, and I have a Yetzahara to get my desires. Okay, that makes sense. But he says there's another Yetzahara called the Deva with a pitchfork. There's another Yetzahara. And the Deva with a pitchfork, it doesn't say pitchfork, okay, but it's the equivalency. He says that Yetzahara pushes you to do Averis even when it's bad for you. Right? You know, there's even when you don't have a taiva, not even have a taiva, but you would have a taiva to do the mitzvah, and the Yetzahara pushes you not to do it. For example, he gives an example. I don't know if he gives this example, but they give an example. You have a person who runs after COVID, and he goes ahead and he'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars to buy the fanciest car. What does he need such a fancy car? Because it's COVID. When I drive down the street in this fancy car, I get COVID. Oh. So he's spending $100,000 to get the COVID. He buys a house. He doesn't need such a fancy house, but it's COVID. He comes to shul. They said, you know, the shul's going bankrupt. We have an emergency campaign. We need your help. You'll be this hero. You give it, don't make a donation, $50,000, whatever it is. We'll make you the guest of honor. We'll make you the hero. You'll get so much coven. How much you give? $50. Right? He's the guy. Well, you're the richest guy in the shul, $50. That's it. Not giving more than $50. They throw him out of shul. I remember it was in my father's shul, the richest guy in the shul. They refused to announce his donation at the pledge, at the appeals, because he gave such a small donation. He was at his yinus, and mazaza him. You're such a cheapstake. You won't give any money. So here, the guy for COVID, he gets to buy a COVID. He'll buy the fanciest car. Which, how much COVID you get because you have a fancy car? It's not you, it's your car. Oh, that I'll spend the money. But to be the guest of honor to save the whole shul? Ah, I can't give. So Rabbi Yisrael says that's because there's a Yetzirah, which is a Kayach HaTumah. It's a positive force that pushes you to do Averis, not because you want to do it, because stop, I want the power to do Averis. So the Chayra that's shot here. It was, if anything, it was better for them, for Amashkin, to say, first of all, say nothing. Say nothing. You know, you're not mechuyev to say something. You're ready to introduce Yosef. You don't have to say all these negative things. Just stop. And besides which, you yourself know there's an chiyev hakaras hatov. You said that I'm guilty for not having hakaras hatov. And if you add Micah Chatzir, you're messing yourself up, maybe, because maybe now Paro, his guys are shaita, so maybe Paro's not going to call him. Maybe Paro won't listen to him. But there's this mystical Yetzahara, the Sar Mashkim is a Russia. He goes ahead, he has some Yetzahara. I can't, it's against my principles to indirectly, be, even though I didn't mean to, do a chesed, chas v'shalom. I should be the geirim of a chesed to Yosef. I'm going to undermine the chesed. I have to go out of my way. It's tircha to figure out a way to undermine the chesed to Yosef, because that's that mystical kayach of the tumah of the Yetzahar. Okay, that was my first shmooze, main shmooze. Okay. I want to say something, second shmooze, which is on the same line, which I know it's going to, people will disagree with me, but I don't know, I've been known to get people disagreeing. The question is Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Arura in Arishayim Shein Tovasim Shlema, Shemazkira Belashin Ganai. And he says, now basically Rashi is verbatim Rav Nishmuel Bar Nachmeni, the end of the Medrash. So Pasha Pshat, okay, it's exactly the same. But I work with an axiom that Rashi assumes, does not assume that you read the Medrash to know Pshat and Rashi. Rashi assumes that you read Rashi to know Pshat and Rashi. Now, Rashi doesn't bring anything about the Medrash. The Medrash is a very creative Pshat, a Chiddushik of Pshat, I don't say creative, Chiddushik of Pshat, that the Tzara Mashkin was afraid that Paro was going to die. Doesn't say that. That's not the Pashat Pshat. The Pashat, anyone who reads Rashi, Arurin Rishon She'ein Tovas and Shleima. The word She'ein Tovas and Shleima, simple reading of Rashi, means that the question is, why did the Tzar HaMashkin go ahead and say what he said? So Rashi's saying, She'ein Tovas and Shleima. He did it because he wanted to do a chesed. That's what Rashi Pashat Pshat is saying. Except, Ein Tovas and Shleima, right? If you don't like the Medrash, he wasn't out to do chesed at all. He's a bum, the world's first-class bum. He never does a chesed. It's against his religion to do a chesed. If it was helping him, he would have never done a chesed. He doesn't care about Paro, he doesn't care about Yosef, he don't care about nobody. That's not called Ein Tovas and Shleima. He has no interest in doing chesed altogether. He's not interested. He doesn't do Tovas. Ein Tovas and Shleima, for sure, the implication of the words is that he's trying to do a taiva. He's doing a taiva, but it's not Shleima. So Poshim Shad in Rashi is that Rashi's learning, not like the Medrash, he doesn't bring the Medrash that he did it because he was afraid that Paro was going to die, that he did it because he wants to do it. He has a Hagasha of a Chesed. Everybody, it's a certain natural human being, everyone, but people have a desire to do chesed. So even the Tzar HaMashkin, and sees it's blatant in front of his eyes, he knows it's a Shchiv HaKar Satov, whatever, he has an urge to do chesed. That's what it seems to be. So then why does he say all these negative things? Shein Tovas and Shleima. So I have a Kasha, same Kasha. It's one thing, Ein Tovas and Shleima, because you don't do extra work. But here, you're going out of your way. So Mimadasha, if you're having urge to do chesed, and you already did a chesed, and you introduced Yosef, and if you would stop, it would be Tovas and Shleima. So now, why do you keep on speaking to make that it's not Tovas and Shleima? So, according to my pshat, what you have to say is that Tzar HaMashkin had Bivas Achas, two conflicting desires. On one end, he's saying what he says because he wants to do chesed, or he wants to do Hakaras HaTov, whatever you want. And he wants to help Yosef. So he feels, I have to do this. But then there's another part of him that says, Chas V'Shalom, right? The devil with the pitchfork. You're doing chesed, what's wrong with you? So therefore, the devil with the pitchfork says, you got to sabotage it. So he, Bivas Achas, he's doing two opposite things at the same time. In one hand, he's motivated to do chesed, or Hakaras HaTov, I'm not sure whichever one. Pasha sounds like he's doing chesed, he wants to do taiva. But on the other hand, he's motivated, I don't want to do chesed. So at the same second, he goes both ways. It's like, it's a shmooze that a person, people have opposite hargoshes at the same time. You know, there's a person can have a desire. You know, it says that by Lot, he went to stone because he was attracted by Znus. But we don't find that Lot was Mizana in stone. And it could very well be that he went and he, Bedavka, did things not to be Mizana. So it's like, he goes to be Mizana, but then, you know, like he goes, it's like a mushroom. A guy would want a yeshiva guy. He goes somewhere where he knows there's preachers because he wants to see preachers, but then he takes off his glasses so he shouldn't see it. Right? At the same second, because he has b'shas achas, he has conflicting desires. He wants to see preachers because his yetzer hara wants to see preachers, and his yetzer tov says don't see preachers. So his yetzer hara says I want to go see preachers, so he goes b'dafka, goes to the place where there's preachers. His Yetzer HaTov says, don't walk at preachers. Oh, I'm going to take off my glasses. I'm not going to see anything. So the guy has conflicting emotions, so he does conflicting opposite behaviors, Bivas Achas. That's what it sounds like to me, Pashat Pshat and Rashi. Is that Pashat Pshat and Rashi is that he was motivated by a desire to do a taiva, but at the same time, it's Ein Tovas and Shleima because he is motivated not to do a taiva. So he has two conflicting desires, and therefore they collide. He does a little bit of both. So he ends up with an angel of us and Shlema. Ah, you ask me, how can you say that's Pshat in Rashi when this is word for word from the Medrash, and the Medrash says the first part that he didn't do it because he wanted to do a chesed, but he did it because he was worried that Paro would die. So I would assume that at least Rashi learned Pshat that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman is a new person. It's a machlokes in the Medrash. The first Pshat in the Medrash is that the Tzar Mashkin was a total bum, and he only did it because he wanted to save his own skin. But then Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani is a new Pshat. At least according to Rashi, because Rashi brings it without the beginning. That means that he's learning that's not connected to the beginning. Rav Nishonei is a separate Pshat that he was doing a Tova, but it's just not Tova Shalema. Okay. Anyway, so what's the basic Chiddush? One Chiddush is two. One, that when a person really is motivated to know something, you can die from not knowing it. It's a little bit inspirational of where we should be trying to. But it's a wake-up call that we're not fully enough pushing ourselves. Two, that a person can have, sometimes we have a big yetzahara to do something, and we should realize that it's not because it's going to be enjoyable, it's just because it's that devil with a pitchfork. And when we have that realization, that itself will help us control our tithes, because when we think that if I have such a strong desire, it must be because it's really good for me, it's going to be enjoyable. No, it could be it's not enjoyable, it's bad for you, but it's just that yetzahara that's just pushing you to do something bad. Just like over here, according to all the pshatim, that the Tzar Mashkin gained absolutely nothing from saying this. And if anything, it hurt him, pashtus, but Hava became, he went out of his way to say it. And the third thing is that a person, if he's not in control of himself, we can live sometimes when we live in a stira, we have opposite feelings, we manage to drive ourselves crazy, that we do opposites at the same time. And surely when we're doing opposites at the same time, because our Yetzer and Yetzer Tov are pushing us in opposite directions, then of course we can never be happy.
Why is everybody saying by the last move that it's also double with the pitchfork? Why isn't
why else is he doing it?
Gaiva,
what's Gaiva?
Gaiva, how can I say that he's so much greater than Gaiva? I'm not either. I'm accepting that he helped me, whatever. Sure.